Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Overpriced Prosecco, dingy nightclubs in far-flung beach resorts and organised fun with a group of people you don't really know. What's not to like about all of that? Hens and stags are still a rite of passage, but has the cost become prohibitive as we deal with rising prices and a cost of living crisis? I'm joined in the studio now by Jessica O'Sullivan, who's editor of the wedding website One Fab Day, and Marty Guilfoyle, DJ and radio presenter. You're both very welcome. Thank you for being here. So Jessica, One Fab Day has carried out research about hen parties amongst your readers that you're going to share with us now. And you got a sense through what you asked and what people answered that people still love the hen party, but they're under a bit of financial pressure.
That's exactly it. Almost, 4 in 5 said that they still love the traditional hen party, and 3 in 5 said they still love dressing up. So that's going nowhere, but the attitudes maybe are changing. So people are a little bit more mindful of where they're spending their money, and maybe becoming a little bit jaded in terms of the extravagant hen parties, which we're seeing more and more of. People going to Marbella for 3 days, multiple activities, multiple expensive cocktails. So that's the kind of thing I think people are kind of rallying against.
So I know that a high figure, I think it was around 70%, said if someone says to me I have to go abroad, I hate that, right? Is that about price? Because if you're spending a lot of money at home, are people going, that's turning me off as well?
Yeah, because if it's abroad, you have to go for the whole weekend, you have to go for the whole time. If it's at home, you might be able to opt in and out of certain activities. So we're seeing kind of multi-event hen parties at home where you might have afternoon tea followed by dinner, maybe a night away. But you can always just go to the afternoon tea and show face. Whereas if it's abroad, you're locked in for 48 hours of organised fun, whether you like it or not.
And your spend is locked in then as well. Mm-hmm. It's costing a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. And of those surveyed, most of them said you should pay for the bride. And that's very generous. But if you're talking about, you know, an expensive hen party, that quickly adds on to what you're spending yourself. And it doesn't stop at just accommodation and your flights. It also is decor. And we're seeing goodie bags and we're seeing gifts for the hen. And it just goes on and on and on.
And the cocktails as well. Mm-hmm. So, Marty, are you at a stage of your life where this is commonplace now, being invited to stags, being asked to organize stags?
Yeah, this year especially, they kind of ramped up a little bit. I was best man for one, groomsman for another. We kept them local. We kept them in Ireland. I did try to take the best man to Ibiza for the opening party, but his other half had issues with that because it was 4 days before the wedding. We promised
Marty,
her.
That's ridiculous.
The idea was is that we did the one night in Ireland somewhere, and then he thinks he's going home. We're going to bring him to the airport, and like, he loves dance music. He's a DJ himself. And we said, look, well, float the idea of dragging him to Ibiza for the opening party on night one, which was in May. And she was like, look,
I think she was being completely reasonable. So what, you were going to have him do one night in Ibiza, was it?
Just the one, and get him back. So we gave him 72 hours to get ready and better for the big day.
Yeah, Jessica's giving me the sideways look here.
Yeah. I mean, we featured real weddings on our site with grooms and casts and brides in casts. So, I mean, if you tried to take my husband away 4 days before our wedding.
If you saw him dancing in Cork now, a cast could have ended up on this guy anywhere.
True,
so
it can happen anywhere. This is very true.
Anyway, go through some of the others that you've been through or you're going to. That was one.
And then the second one I was at this year was in Killarney. So again, we were talking about this briefly earlier on. When it comes to like stags and hens, like we're very easily pleased. You know, we just want a pint. We just want to have a rugby game on, a football match on. And the first one, the one that I was best man for, he does love a craft beer. So we brought him to a brewery. Now, that wasn't even necessary. He was just delighted to have that. That's as far as the activities went. At the time, I think the Six Nations might have been on as well. So we got to watch some of that. So it's all very tapered back.
So you're saying that the stags are very simple. They're easy to organise.
Yes, and even at that, I did find that they were expensive, you know. So then earlier on, I'd mentioned, I was like, this is crazy to think that that weekend could have been 10 times more based on all the extra stuff that the ladies do at the hens.
But,
yeah.
But a lot of stags go to the UK, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
For the weekend.
Yeah, like a lot of the work that I've done over the summer has been abroad. So the likes of Greece and Spain and nightclubs and stuff over there. And I work with a company called Party Hard. And I would have thought they're based in London, so they're British based. And I would have thought that their main clientele would have been, you know, like Leaving Cert students, college students, which I would have thought would have been in Ireland. But they said in the UK market, it's stags. So they deal with like, you know, these 10, 20, 30 massive groups and they bring them to these party destinations in the likes of Magaluf, Cavos, Eos, you name it. And it's just 20 guys, 30 guys. I know. And
even the thought of running into one of those parties.
Yeah, but I'm the same. Like I could be on a stage somewhere and I look out and I see them and I'm just like, oh.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, please don't come anywhere
near
me. Yeah.
Why? Tell me why.
It's just, it's so messy. Like, and again, I'm not just saying this because I'm on national radio or anything. I do not want my stag to be like that. Like, I really, really don't. I can't think of anything worse. Just like all day for three nights in a hot destination, just losing it.
And like, you're getting to see them at the end of that day.
Yeah, at their worst, I guess. Or their best in some cases, but I don't know. Like, yeah.
So. Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a lot. So, Jessica, coming back then to what people told you, they are happy to pay for the hen, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And do they expect then, do they have a budget that they expect they'll be paying themselves for a weekend or a night out? And where's the cutoff point? Where does it start to get unreasonable?
We saw that over 60% said that it was 200 euro plus, but we're seeing upwards of 300 as well. And that's not even going abroad.
Well, if you have to pay for a night's accommodation,
yes,
you could nearly write that off straight away in some cases.
And a meal and, you know, your activity and, you know, you're paying for the hen as well. So that's 200 euro. I mean, I know people who have been at 9 weddings in the last 12 months. So if you add 200 euro onto every single invite that you accept,
at the least,
it starts to add up very, very quickly. Mm. And I think that it's just that people, the hens have gotten quite extravagant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with the cost of living crisis, people are just asking for a little bit more understanding when hens are being planned.
Do people mind going to a hen where they might not know very many people?
A lot of people actually feel apprehensive about that. Of the people surveyed, 2 in 5 said that they feel quite nervous. I was at a hen at the weekend with 29 people and I knew the bride. And I was really nervous going, really nervous. And now I actually can't wait for the wedding because I had such a good time getting
to know the people.
Everybody. But we had the organised fun. And this is where the organised fun comes into its own, because we were playing games at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and, you know, like drinking our tears laughing because they were so much fun and real icebreakers.
And not awkward?
A little bit, but you know, you get into it. You try and get into it and, you know, not be, you know, the wallflower in the corner. But I just don't think we'd have got to know each other as well if we were all just sitting in a bar watching the rugby, you know. So I really appreciated the games. I won't even tell you what those games were because not fit for air.
And Marty, how do you feel about that when, you know, the groom says to you, oh, you'll really like my brother-in-law, John.
And then you meet John. Well, I will say, like, it was great to meet everybody, obviously, at the stag. And then I could
do the
same say as
that
you.
Now.
Yeah. There might be a brother-in-law called John here. And I'm like, oh. And then I did look forward to the wedding a lot more. I will say that 100%. But, like, again, I don't know how you guys put up with men. I really don't. So I had to, like, organize 22 men to go to 3 different locations through Cork City, and it was an absolute nightmare. Like, I could not.
Rounding them up.
It's like when you're walking through Cork City alone, like you've got 22 behind you and you look back and there's 19. I'm like, where have 3 gone? And you're trying to keep everybody together. That's the bit that I struggled with looking after it. When I was a groomsman for the second stag I went to, it was great. I got to be the sheep and just follow everybody else.
Yes, like, you were being looked after.
Yeah, and I've said it since, and look, Connor, if you're listening, like, thanks for asking me to be your best man. But if any of my friends ask me to be their best man, I'm going to be saying no.
Purely because of the organisation around
the stag.
And do the stag parties you've been to, that it, do kitties and collections and all that kind of
stuff? No, none of that. Like, we do make sure that the guy is looked after. He pays for absolutely nothing, 100%. The first one, I made the mistake now where I looked after the cost of everything and then went to get the money off everybody. And then that was an interesting one. We had two people just completely ghost the fact that they had to pay something, and then one person actually ended up ghosting the wedding, so we're not going to get anything off him anyway.
It's a bad debt, right?
We've written that one off.
The collections are a big thing, aren't they, with the hen parties, Jessica? And then also someone has the job of making a photo album, for example, for the bride-to-be. There can be a lot of work involved.
I would say anybody who is asked to be a bridesmaid, think very, very long and hard about your finances and how much time you have available, because it's almost a full-time job between planning for the wedding and planning the hen as well. Take it very seriously. Mm-hmm. You are on call. We call it the bride butler. Like, that is essentially what you are. And the planning of a hen, especially for, you know, 30 women, trying to organise that, trying to find something for everyone to do. And then, you know, you're sending out menus in advance and asking for dietary requirements and all this kind of thing.
Nightmare.
Wow.
Nightmare.
I had a spreadsheet where with my main and my dessert and my starter on it. So I knew.
That is crazy.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, at the weekend.
You don't have to have a hen or a stag.
No.
You can get away without having one. Marty and Jessica, thank you so much for coming
in.
That was great fun. That's all we've time for today. Thank you for listening. You can catch up with anything you might have missed on the RT Radio app. Today's programme was produced by Alistair McConnell, researched by Cormac Burke. Our content creative intern is Suhasini Raghavan, broadcast coordinator Jarlath Holland. James Feeney was on sound today, and it's over to Louise.